It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
The month of October is the month that sets the harvest price for crop insurance purposes for a majority of the grains, especially when you look at it for corn, for soybeans, for sunflower oil, and confectionery. When we return from the break, we'll talk about where these prices are sitting at with just a little bit of time left to go.
Volatility continues to be seen in the cattle markets. Between February and September, feeder cattle futures dropped over $48. Since hitting lows, feeder cattle have recovered almost 50%. Can your operation handle another test of the September lows? Talk to the professionals at Martinson Ag to develop a plan for your cattle operation. By establishing a floor under your spring calves, you can take the volatility and stress of worrying about selling your calves. Call Martinson Ag to see what strategy works best for your operation.
The month of October is the month that sets the harvest price for corn, soybeans, and sunflowers. And so far, we have about 7 days left of the month to set these prices. But the first 2-3 weeks of the price being set has led to a little bit lower projection than anticipated. As of the close on Tuesday, with again 7 days left to go to set the price, the corn estimated harvest price is at $4.17 versus $4.66 that we saw in the spring. That's a decrease of about 10.6%. Soybeans price for harvest price is estimated at $10.12 versus $11.55 base price in the spring. That's also about a 12.6% reduction. We have not seen the same reduction as far as oil or confection sunflowers as the harvest price for oil sunflowers is estimated at $22.30 versus $23.60 in the base price. That's only down 5%. Confection sunflowers harvest price is right now estimated at $23.80 versus $25.20 in the spring. That also is a 5% decrease. So with 7 days left to go, we are trending these markets down a little bit, and that's helping to possibly put in a little bit of a revenue loss for corn and soybeans, especially with this big of a drop in price. That's something producers will have. Overall, though, we are kind of seeing the trend for prices to kind of be in the month of October. It's something producers should be aware of as they wrap up harvest.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.